Happy Thursday evening, everybody. Let's talk about dental efficiency. As I'm traveling across the country, visiting close to 100 different offices, dental efficiency has become one of the hottest topics, especially for my clients at Zen Supplies. So when we talk about dental inventory systems or ordering dental supplies or anything comes to dental supplies, efficiency is one of the biggest things. Let's break it down what I mean by efficiency. So for example, if we look at the savings on dental supplies, there are usually two components that come into the savings. One is how much you actually save on the product. So for example, instead of buying lidocaine for $27 or $30 a box, you can buy lidocaine for $23 a box. But the second part, which is the most important part about dental efficiency, is are you buying 3 boxes of lidocaine when you only need to buy 2 boxes of lidocaine? So that's a big component, and that's how much time I actually spend with some of my clients across the country talking about efficiencies. So let's break it down even more into details. What do I mean by efficiency when it comes to how do you know how many boxes of certain product that you need to buy? So for example, I'm a big proponent of tip-up bins. You can look it up, simplastics.com. So our product at Zen Supplies works very well in order to organize your supplies and organize your dental inventory with tip-up bins, meaning that in order to have the whole system set up and ready to go, you first start with organizing supplies, centralizing. No supplies inside the treatment room, no hidden elements like drawers or cabinets and things like that. You might keep some supplies in the treatment room, just a little bit to have something in the room in case something happens, but majority of the supplies are located in one central location. For example, that's going to be your sterilization. Now, in sterilization, you're going to remove doors. If it's an existing office, you will remove the doors from upper cabinets so you can actually see what you have. And then you can install shelving and tip-up bins so that you can actually put the products on the shelves and have tip-up bins to display the products so you can easily see them. The second part is you're going to be buying dental supplies every 2 weeks. The reason we like every 2 weeks is you have a great mix or combination of being able to get a benefit of free shipping if you have enough products to buy, and at the same time, you're not storing too many products. And the next component is when you need to buy dental supplies, you're not going after free goods. Free goods are dangerous, meaning that if there's a special buy three, get one for free, which is really enticing, you only need 2 boxes of something, you're going to buy two. You're going to bypass three and get one for free. Meaning if the composite from GC is buy three, get one for free, and you only need 2 boxes, that means you're only going to buy 2 boxes. That way you purchase what you need, your inventory system is going to control what you need, and then you're not buying anything extra. So with that being said, number one step is efficiency. No supplies in the rooms. Number two, everything is stored in one central location, just AKA sterilization room or some storage. You have no doors in upper cabinets, and you have shelves to easily display the products or put in the boxes, and you have tip-up bins. And then you have some sort of system within your office with your assistants that every single order needs to be approved by you, and you need to look at the schedule ahead of time. So for example, in the next 2 weeks, do you really need 3 boxes of lidocaine, or you can be fine just with 2? And only then the order goes to the distributor. So that what we call an efficient inventory management system. That means it's organized, it's all in one place, you look at it before it's being submitted to distributor, it has the right quantities. And if you implement those steps, just the stuff that we mentioned, that efficiency that we talked about, you're probably going to cut down your dental supply budget from 6, 7, 8% to 5%. And then on the next post, we're going to talk about how to get from 5 to 4. Good luck.